Hello, dear audience. Today is day 5 of my voluntary in Ortho Neuro, and it's also 12/21/2012, which means today is the end of the world. And it's, 5 o'clock, hasn't ended yet, so I think we're okay, but we'll see. I heard the end was supposed to be at 11/11. Anyway, though, we'll see. We have 7 hours left till I give this whole end of the world thing up. But on to the important things. Today was, like I said, day 5 of volunteering over at Ortho Neuro. And today, Jamie was in at 7 until his lunch at about 12, so consequently, I was there from 7 to 12 this morning. Today was fairly uneventful. He had a relatively full list. I think he had one or two breaks. And so, consequently, I did a lot of shadowing. He had a few evaluations that I got to sit and watch. Clean tables, did laundry. I got to lead a patient through a few of his exercises while one of the PTAs was busy. He just had me tell him what was on the sheet, so I wasn't doing that much. But it was still something. I can pretend that, I was being a physical therapist assistant for a second there. I, helped set up equipment and, of course, put people on and took people off of the ice machines and set people up with I didn't set people up with stamina. I don't know if I'm allowed to do that. I haven't learned to, so I haven't. But I did take people off of it. I also got to watch one of the PTAs do a couple different tape jobs. The first one was pretty cool. She was taping an ankle, and the way she was taping it, it was supposed to last for 3, 4, or 5 days or so. And the patient was experiencing some anterior laxity, which just is like hypermobility, which is looseness, basically. So to help fix that, the tape job is supposed to pull the ankle backwards posteriorly and then keep it there so that it's not as loosey-goosey, in the forward anterior direction. So that was pretty cool. The second tape job was using KT tape, and that one, they cross it over a joint. This one specifically was the elbow, and, they cross it, and the idea is that it lifts the skin just a tiny, tiny bit, enough to make a little bit of a space between the inflamed capsule beneath and then the skin, so that they're not rubbing as much, and that's supposed to provide some relief. So that was kind of cool seeing how they do those different tape jobs. Today wasn't a huge day for successes. With the evaluations, or multiple patients with evaluations coming in, you don't see a whole lot. They haven't done anything yet, so they don't have an opportunity to have a success. But of course, there's always some, patients using slightly more weight than they could the time before, or increasing their range of motion, even if it's just by a few degrees. So that's always cool to see. I finished the chapter Jamie was having me read in his orthopedic physical assessment book. Finished that last night, so today I was asking him some things about it, and one of the things I asked him in particular was why the book recommends all these different kind of palpations and different movements and all these different tests that he doesn't actually do. And he was saying, a lot of them he could do and has done, but normally he'll try to only do the pertinent ones because they don't have, an hour to spend with each patient evaluation to really figure out or to make his own diagnosis. And he's not allowed to make a diagnosis anyway, being a physical therapist. So he is there to test what the affected areas are and then use those tests to, he doesn't test everything. You test what needs to be tested, basically, is how he explained it. And some of the tests that the book lists are just a waste of time for him because, he's not going to be one to deal with neurological issues. So if there are problems like that, he can do tests for them, but he won't. It's a little hard to explain, but he can do the tests for them, but the doctor is the one that has to do them to diagnose them. So, consequently, he does the tests that are related to what he can do, I guess, is how I would explain that. So I thought that was an interesting little comparison between what they do at Ortho Neuro and what the literature says. Beyond that, not a whole lot went on. One thing that I don't know if I've mentioned before, something that I learned about rehabilitation, treatment, and all that kind of stuff, is that it's really trial and error based. A patient comes in, and you're like, okay, I think this is the problem, this is how we're going to fix it. So patient comes in again 2 weeks later, and he's like, well, this didn't help enough, then I guess there's another problem, so they have to do something else to fix it. So it's pretty much about helping patients work through their problems, and you really have to try something Like, if, you know, the first thing doesn't work, then you go to something else, or you do more of it if it does work, kind of thing. So treatment and rehab are very much trial and error based. And I thought that was pretty interesting to think about. You know, you think your healthcare professional knows everything, but they can only work with what they know about your specific condition. So yeah, that's my day five. I'll start again on Monday, which is Christmas Eve. And I'm doing pretty good on hours so far, so that's not a problem. I probably have at least 25 in this week. But okay, I hope you guys have a great weekend, and thank you for listening.